Weekday Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It is Lance, Jeremy Warner, and we are asking you to give us a call. 359-CALL, 217-359-2255.
We're talking baseball. We're talking with Megan Matsumuro, Cubs and Sox beat reporter for the Northwest Herald down up in Crystal Lake. And Megan, I thought the Cubs would get a break. They win a game yesterday. They're above 500. Then today we get some bad news about their pitchers. Kind of fill us in. What's going on with the Cubs? They're falling apart already.
Yeah, not good news for Cubs fans. Cubs general manager Jim Hendry announced earlier today that starting pitchers Randy Wells and Andrew Kashner will both be placed on the disabled list by Friday. Wells slightly strained his right forearm in his start the other day, and Kashner yesterday left with what ended up being a mild strain in the back of his right rotator cuff. So both those guys are the number four and number five starters. So, yeah, definitely a big hole to fill early in the season.
Megan, I got to know now. I mean, are they calling me now to come up and pitch? I mean, who's going to pitch now?
Well, they do have a good option in Casey Coleman, who pitched really well for them in spring training. He helped out last year at the end of the season as well. So Hendry said that it's safe to say that Coleman will be pitching Sunday in Milwaukee. As for the Tuesday starter, they're still not sure. Manager Mike Quadi said he plans to meet with Hendry and pitching coach Mark Riggins before finalizing a decision. An option could be reliever James Russell. He may be stretched out, but if he does, he may only be able to go 3 to 4 innings more than his max. So you're looking at possibly a 5-inning outing, which, you know, puts a lot of stress on the bullpen. So they're really not sure. Hendry said, though, that they're not looking outside the organization. They could go all the way down to Double-A to pull someone up. So it's kind of that fifth guy is still up in the air, but it sounds like Coleman is for sure going to be brought up.
Megan Matsumuro from the Northwest Herald joining us. And Megan, I mean, as a Cubs fan, you came into the season and you think, well, I mean, pitching's at least a strength. Now that seems to be gone.
Yeah.
What have you seen out of the Cubs yet? Is there any kind of hope for Cubs fans right now?
I mean, definitely there is. They have good, starting stuff in Starlin Castro. He's been great so far for them. And you had Carlos Pena, who's nursing a strained thumb right now, but Quadi said he will definitely be back in action Friday in Milwaukee. So they definitely have the parts there. There's still some question marks, you know, with Jeff Samardzija, Mateo in the bullpen. But when you have Sean Marshall, Kerry Wood, and Carlos Marmol closing it for you, I mean, that is definitely one of the toughest three guys at the end of the game. Any of them can close the game for you. So in that regard, there's definitely hope, but there's obviously now, you know, kind of a stumbling block. Can they get past this early season adversity?
Megan, when is the Jeff Samardzija experiment over? I know they invested a lot into this kid, and he's a name that we all remember, Notre Dame playing receiver.
Yeah.
But he just hasn't produced. When is it all over for him?
I will say there was kind of an audible groan in the press box when he came in the other day, but you know, it's hard to say. Quadi really likes his bullpen. He thinks it's a strength. Personally, I think a lot of people believe that when you look at Russell, Wood, Marshall, and Marmol, yeah, you have four really strong guys. But Mateo and definitely Samardzija, there's question marks. Can they handle the pressure? You saw Mateo when they came in for Kashner when he left with the injury. They weren't able to hold the lead. They were lucky enough to pull out the win in that game. But, again, you know, you can't go to Wood, Marshall, and Marmol every single game. So it'll be interesting to see if he can try and find some confidence. Maybe if one of these games they can finally build some kind of lead, if they can put him in some game action where, you know, there's not pressure on him to either hold the lead or come in a situation where with runners on base.
You know, Megan, I think I read something today on Facebook, or I heard somebody say it, that maybe they could trade to the Bears.
That's a player to be named later.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good idea.
It could be beneficial for both teams there.
Yeah, I think it would help the Cubs, obviously, and maybe help the Bears out there with Johnny Knox and crew. All right, the Cubbies, I look down this lineup, and I love Castro. I think this kid is just going to be something special. And as a Cardinal fan, Megan, I think he's going to be somebody that's going to be a pain in my neck for a lot of years. But, you know, Marlon Byrd just keeps on ticking. I mean, this is a guy, Jeremy and I talked a little bit the other day about the fact he's hitting third. Probably not an ideal third hitter in a lineup, but, boy, it's hard to argue with the success Marlon Byrd has had while he's been in a Cubs uniform, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And he had a great spring, was one of their top hitters coming out. He started off a little rocky this season. I asked Quadi about his slow start to the season the other day, and he just straight up said, I'm not worried about him. He's going to get on track, and you saw it the other day. Big RBI. He's going to come up with those big hits, and he's definitely just a hitter that can be reliable for him, which is definitely what that lineup needs when you kind of have free swingers like Soriano in the lineup.
Megan, Tyler Colvin is a kid that I think a lot of Cubs fans want to see more of. I know he's playing now because of Carlos Pena's injury, but after Carlos Pena comes back, are you going to see Colvin in the everyday lineup most of this time, or is he still going to be that kind of off-the-bench fourth outfielder?
Yeah, Claudia talked a lot about this. It's the two main positions that have kind of a plethora of options is right field, you have Kosuke, and you have Colvin. And at second base, you have Darwin Barney and Jeff Baker and even Blake DeWitt that's trying to kind of get back into the fold. And what Quadi said is he's going to try and give them all the opportunities, and he feels like eventually the best player will emerge, whoever plays the most consistent. But, yes, I definitely think you have to be happy with Colvin's performance. And yesterday I had talked to someone who was at the game, and they didn't even realize it was Colvin's first major league appearance at first base. He had some great plays. He started a 3-6-1 double play, which some veterans can't even make. And so he looked very sound. But then again, you do have Pena. He doesn't play, you know, he's not a viable option elsewhere. And he also is a former Gold Glove winner. Right. So
sure.
I think it's kind of a glimpse of where Colvin can play in the future. Because again, Pena is only under contract for this season. But he definitely gave signs of really good things to come.
Megan Montemurro from the Northwest Herald, Cubs beat writer, also a U of I grad.
That's right.
So good to have Megan on. And Megan, one last thing about for me about the Cubs, Kerry Wood, I asked somebody earlier before the season started, how is he being received would be the word I'm looking for. Thank you, Lon. How is he being received there at Wrigley? I would assume that, you know, he's a kid that's coming back now, and I would assume Cubs fans are really kind of grasping him and liking the fact that Kerry Wood's back on the Cubs. True?
Yes, definitely. On opening day, you know, when his name was announced, they were through all the lineups. He got a huge applause, and when he made his first appearance for back in a Cubs uniform, he got a standing ovation. So, yes, definitely, you know, Cub fans have re-embraced him into the fold, and he's definitely going to be a very important part of that bullpen.
Megan, talking about Wrigley Field that you and I were talking the other day, just not filling up that place
no.
right now. Is this just because it's cold outside, or is this a bigger issue for the Cubs?
I think it's kind of threefold. Yes, it's the weather, I'd say, definitely is part of it. I mean, it's been overcast and threat of rain almost every day this past week. Second, they opened their homestand against the Pirates and the Diamondbacks, who last year were the two worst teams in their respective divisions, so opponents hasn't helped. And I think the third thing is, you know, I haven't personally seen much marketing going on around here. I mean, the other day it was Starlin Castro bobblehead day, and which, you know, you think would be a big draw, but up to probably at least 30, 35 minutes before the game starts. These, by the way, they're only giving them to the first 10,000 fans. They still had some left.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, if you can't sell tickets for a marquee, you know, giveaway, which could have potential value in the future, depending on how Castro, you know, continues to perform, you know, I think that's a sign that things aren't really going, you know, as planned. And, like, the only billboard I've seen with advertising is on, like, 90-94 going into the city, and it has Starlin Castro and Derek Jeter on it. So,
wow.
So I think it's a combination of all three. I'm interested in seeing how many people, when the Cubs return to town, they play the Dodgers. So it's in a weekend series. So I think that will be a better indicator. It'll be the end of the month. Most, I think two of them are at least day games. So, you know, with the Dodgers, it'll be interesting to see how many they can fill the stands with. But, yeah, that's lack of fans, I think, is definitely an issue. And another issue is I don't know if you've seen any of the games, seagulls have been taking over the field. So just a lot of issues at Wrigley at the moment.
Watch out for those seagulls. They have good aim, I hear. But, I mean, you talked about Starlin Castro. He's the face of this team, and he's 19 years old. And I think of the Sox. The Sox, you know, at least have Canerico and Burley that have been there a long time. It just seems like, I know the jersey sales came out the other day. We're going to talk about that a little later. You know, the Cubs don't have a guy up there. They just don't seem to have that face of the franchise that the Cardinals have. No matter what, they have Albert Pujols right now, so they're going to come in. That's just got to be hurting them, too.
Yeah, that's another thing. I mean, when you think Cubs, who do you think of? Kerry Wood, maybe, and he's your setup man. They really don't have kind of a big name. Most of your big name guys, Ramirez, I guess you want to consider Soriano. They're definitely getting older. In the case of Ramirez, he's entering in, you know, the last year of his contract. So yeah, you really definitely don't have that marquee selling name. They kind of need to rely on when bigger team names or superstars come to Wrigley. So it'll definitely be interesting to see if this trend, how long it lasts, and, you know, does it affect, you know, even how many tickets they sell in the summer. That if they can't sell out during the summer, then yes, that is a huge issue.
Megan, you know, the key, though, when it's cool out, is that your beer stays cool. I mean, that's what people have to realize, that going to early games, your beer stays cold, you know?
Yes, that is true.
And the summer, you got to drink quicker, right? No, I'm kidding. Megan Matsumuro, Northwest Herald, Sox opener coming up. Is that tomorrow?
Yes, that is tomorrow.
You're going to be there, right?
Yes, I will.
Talk about the White Sox. There's a chance you'll see
offense.
A few runs.
Definitely. I mean, they're without Adam Dunn for a little while, who had some surgery last night to remove his appendix.
Yeah, something's going on. There's a conspiracy theory right now going on.
Yeah. But so the Sox were able, they just won an extra inning game against the Royals, so kind of getting back on track after losing an extra inning game yesterday. So it'll be interesting to see. I've already saw a press release saying that they sold out opening day. So it should be quite the lively atmosphere, and I'm sure people will probably be disappointed that, you know, Dunn won't be playing, but it's still a great lineup, and it'll be interesting to see how they do against the Rays.
Megan Matsumuro from the Northwest Herald. You can read her stuff at nwherald.com. Megan, thanks for joining us. We'll have to have you on in the future to talk more some Cubs Sox.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Megan.
Thank you, Megan. We appreciate that. I was scared to death to say her name. But I said it right, Megan Matsumuro.
Yeah, U of I grad, went to school
with
her. She's on the Cubs Sox beat for the first time. It's a good job for her, and she works her butt off. So she's actually, you know, I think she was moving today.
Oh, no.
And she had to work because Cashner and Wells were going on the DL, so she got called in.
She had to go in to report on it.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Right, so the same thing happened with Chris Hine yesterday from Tribune with the Richmond stuff. So when you're a beat reporter, you never really have any time.
I tell you what, it's one of the, it's funny, but I say this, it's one of the reasons I got out of TV, because you're always, it's not like the business world when you can just take a vacation and go.
Well, and I know it's a dream job for a lot of people.
Sure.
And I've been the beat reporter, I love it, but you know, there are things that beat writers complain about that a lot of people are like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But it's a time thing. I mean, you're on call pretty much as a doctor, but she did a great job. We'll be back taking your calls. 359-CALL, 217-359-2255.
It's AJ Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.